and welcome back to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Things are hot. We're getting ready for trips, but like things are good. So I feel like it's just another beautiful week of summer. But like, honestly, how are you doing? You guys literally leave for a cruise in a couple of days. Like, are you packed? Are you guys ready? Or are you a procrastinator packer?
We've just been so busy. Like, it's been chaotic with just camps, and I'm getting my hair done today and got to get my eyebrows done. And I do my eyebrows like maybe once a year.
Yeah, just for like trips.
I'm one of those, I'm one of those people. I had an MRI on Monday or Tuesday. I have physical therapy. So it's like fitting all this stuff in. I haven't even thought about packing.
Yeah.
I'm also one of those like last minute packers that just kind of like throw things in, you know?
Yeah. Especially because you like you're experienced cruisers too. So you know what you need in your bag. Like you're not having to like research like the best cruising outfits. You know what you feel comfortable in, like to go to a show or like to like walk around the ship during the day.
Yeah, this is what I go in.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's the best way to like.
I'm one of those people that I will go to dinner in a dress. I go back to my room. I take it off and I go in like leggings and a sweatshirt to the shows because it's like so comfortable because typically they're cold. Mm-hmm. And I even bring my little Uggs and I just get comfy. It's like I have like my slippers on.
Yeah, that's our big tip, big takeaway from this episode. Yeah. If you're going on a cruise, yes, wear all the cute, nice clothes, wear your athleisure wear during the day, but like definitely go back to the cabin after dinner and get comfy because the theaters are always so cold. And it's like relaxing just to sit there and be cozy during the show.
Yeah, or all the game shows and stuff like that. It's like, it's just so comfortable to just go like relaxed and like, like who wants to be staying in like a dress and I don't know.
No.
Some people think dresses are comfortable. I'm not like... I don't know what it is. It's not that I think that they're super uncomfortable, but they're not like cozy to me at all.
Yeah.
Like it's not like, oh yeah, I'm like so comfortable. It's like, it's just not my thing.
Yeah. So but I also think cruise ships are freezing cold. So I'm already not going to be comfortable sitting in a dress all day.
Yes. So I usually bring a sweatshirt or something and I just wear that in leggings every night.
Yeah.
Smart. But I don't know. I'll pack eventually.
Yeah, of course.
One day this week, Jackie's so like, I'll bring out, like, she lays her outfits out and has them, like, gets a few new outfits and has all the cute stuff. And I'm just like, go into my closet and like, and then I'm like, I should be fine. Like,
but it works though. I mean, I've been on a cruise with you. Like, you still have super cute stuff. You then have your comfortable clothes you can change into later. So, like, your system works.
I think I would be more intentional with it if I had the body I wanted right now and I could wear like the hot, sexy, tight dress, I would probably get like newer outfits and like have fun with it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Because I'm like not in the body I love right now, I just feel like I'm just like, I'll just wear this dress that's like the flowy dress or like the typical, like the comfortable dress that I'm used to wearing because it's just like, I don't know. It's just easy, if that makes sense.
I get that. Yeah. And it's
one day
like mom life too, for sure, is like, you know what works. So why break out of that and try something new? So I get that.
Yeah. I think the dresses I'm bringing, I'll probably have rocked them like 10 times on the cruises. So the good news is, though, I'm going to MSC, so MSC has never seen those dresses.
That's true. This is a whole different group of people.
MSC has never caught me in that dress before. Yeah. So
safe.
So I think we're good. But I'll eventually pack. Just life is like going.
No, I get that.
How I feel.
Yeah. We leave on Friday, and I haven't packed. So I'm not any better than you.
And then we just kind of like all roll through different vacations and like things this week. But I'm excited for everything, but I'm excited to see you guys. That'd be good.
I know. So listeners, you guys are going to see us together next month. So that's pretty exciting. We're pretty stoked to see you guys. Like it feels like it's been forever. It's been since spring break. And that's a long time ago.
That's a long time. We've been good about seeing each other.
Yeah.
So it does feel like a long time when we start hitting the 3 to 4 month mark because that's kind of when we've been seeing each other.
For sure. Yeah.
I feel like we've been doing good with that. Holidays, and then we do spring break, and then we do summer, and then we do like sometimes end of summer or like fall, and then we go to the holidays. So it's like really like we've kept the like, you know, The 3 to 4 months.
Yeah. Rule. No, we've done really well with the rule. We've created this rule for ourselves without even realizing it, but we've stuck with it.
I know. So we were talking about the other day how when she moves again, depending on where it is, will we, if it's within the US, obviously I don't think there's gonna be like tiers. I think it'll be fine. Right. But yeah. Also, North Carolina is very easy to like yes. access back and forth. So maybe we will cry. But if she goes overseas, we're like, will we just bawl our eyes out? Because yeah. So when she first left, we were like, did we cry internally, like subconsciously thinking we might not see each other again or our friendship's yeah. over? Or like, I didn't think that, but maybe subconsciously I was like, oh my God, like we're not going to see each other very often.
Yes.
Maybe it's going to fizzle out. Like how sad, yeah. whatever, whatever. But I think that now it's just going to be like, now we know we're not going to see each other as much.
Yeah. If we go overseas for sure. Yeah. So like, that's it would be harder.
Yeah. Like, because tears. Now we have this expectation like, yeah. oh, we see each other every 3 months. It's yeah. fine. And now it's going to be like,
what? We set the bar too high for ourselves, honestly. Like the fact that we just moved up the street, like up 95, like within a day of driving, and we're, you know, we can get really affordable nonstop plane tickets. We've spoiled ourselves because we've created this false illusion of like just seeing each other whenever we want.
All the time.
Yeah. And so now I'm just like, ooh, like it does make me nervous to move like all the way on the other side of the country or like the other side of the planet, because it's like, yeah. Now plane tickets are a little bit more like, we have to save
a
for that.
A little bit more.
Yeah, this isn't a $40 plane ticket that I just found on Spirit last
like
night.
Like $800.
Yeah, where like you have to plan because you lose like a whole day of travel and all this kind of stuff. But like, I definitely think we cried like when I had left Miami, because I did think like, there's a chance like we won't see each other. And there's a chance that this could just total. What if this was just like a...
Maybe she doesn't like me as much.
Yeah, or, you know, just any of that, right? Like, very natural, just, yeah. like, there's a chance we could never see each other again. Like, we're, like, lives, and that's it. Like, and this was fun while we had it, and that was the season. Bye. Like, and how depressing is that? So it's, like, now I feel like we're very, like, comfortable.
That's not going to happen.
No, but I just feel like it feels very comfortable that I'm, like, am I going to cry, or am I going to, like, just... like in my brain naive and like, no, but I'm gonna see her all the time because I have been like, we've been putting in the work.
Yeah, yeah.
It just depends on where, like, honestly, like we don't know where we're going, so like we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but it is the life of like adult friendships. Like this mm-hmm. is how they look. Like when people get jobs or they get married and they move and they go do things, it's like so hard because it's like,
yeah,
what happens to that friendship? Like it's so yeah. sad.
That's like we weren't super close to them, but another military family here, we got like, you know, we became friends with mm-hmm. and they moved. When did we move them? Friday?
Yeah, that was just last week.
Yeah. We moved them Friday. And so we watched the kids Thursday while all the Packers came. And then I came on Friday and that was their last day. And I brought them breakfast and whatever. We said bye. I didn't cry because like I'm not as close with them, mm-hmm. but you could tell their daughter started to like get emotional. Mm-hmm. And Anne, which is the mom, she's like, I think she would have cried if she just didn't have so much chaos going yes. on at the moment. Yep. But I'm just like, it's rough for military families because I'm like, that's so hard to like, it's kind of nice, right? To like be able to have like a new location and mm-hmm. like have different opportunities and travel different places. But at the same time, like you make friends and then it's like you have to leave them. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think I've ever asked you this question, but it's like, how often do you remain so close with that person? Because like the reality is everywhere you go, it's not like you pick up 3 new best friends and you're like, I have 20 of the bestest friends all over the world and I see them all the time.
Yeah.
And I talk with them all the time. Like it's almost like you have to, it sounds mean, but it's almost like you have to like, some have to drop down lower and make space as you keep moving. Cause it's like, it's a lot.
No, Heather, you're like, absolutely right. That's literally what it is.
It's a lot.
Like if I did that with every best friend I made at every location we've ever lived, I wouldn't have time for anything. Like, I would just be like a hot mess over here, being sad that I'm missing every single one of those people from across the world. So you do have to prioritize. And also, it's a give and take from the other person, too.
They have some to
people,
as well.
Yeah, so some people, and it does happen organically. Like, it's not like I look back at
you're
some
like,
of these
sorry,
friendships.
I don't have space for you.
So, like, the friends that I have that, like, we might have fizzled out over the years, like, it feels natural. I don't think there's hurt feelings because we both let this happen to the relationship. Mm-hmm. We've let it fizzle out. We stop picking up the phone every day. We, you know, we might have drifted apart because of the chapter of life that we're in. So it feels very like normal, so that if I do go back to that town and I see that person, it feels okay to then reach out to them to hang out with them. And it's not like, no, we're not
remember
friends
me?
Anymore. Yeah. Like, you're not a part of my life anymore. So I feel like you, it depends on the other person. Mm-hmm. And also, it's just one of those things that I think you can tell as an adult, as we like get older and you prioritize different things, that like what friendship's going to stick and which one might end up just kind of gradually drifting apart. And it just feels okay. Like, I feel like I'm at peace where I'm at with a lot of the friendships that I have. And it's hard because there's people that I love and I haven't seen them in years. So it's one of those things where it's like, depending on where they're at in life and then where I'm at, like, of how can we make this happen.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like, it's a give and take, and it's also just, it's heartache, but it's
you also just have to go
like,
with the flow of how you feel. Like, if you just happen to like not be calling that person, it's like, maybe I'll just go with the flow. Like, maybe I don't crave it as much, or maybe, I don't know.
No, and that's, that's like very valid to say, even in today's like just normal friendships, you know, not even just like with the military aspect, just like, as adults in friendships, I think.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, do you find that when you move away, you kind of have to be the one that keeps up in the beginning? Or do you find that they are the ones that keeps up?
I think it's
like,
both.
Do most people kind of just let it fizz?
I don't know. That's so hard to say because I'm trying to think, like, I think it's both people. I'm trying to think of like every move we've ever made in my whole entire life. And it's like, I think it's both parties. So like, if they're not picking up the phone and I'm busy like unpacking boxes, I'm not going to pick up the phone. So therefore the relationship's dead.
And then it just
fizzles.
So I think,
So then I think like both people have to be like, hey, I know you're busy, but like just checking in to make sure you guys are good to go. I'll talk to you in a week when you're, you know, done house shopping or something. So I feel like it does take both parties. And I think that's why the relationships that I have, like even you, for example, like you maintained that as well. Like, so even though I'm the one that left you, you still picked up the phone and were like, hey,
don't
know you're,
me.
Yeah. Like you're, I know you're busy. Like you literally don't have a house, but like, are you okay? Okay. All right. I'll talk to you next week. Like, so stuff like that, I think is all that it takes is just like a little bit of effort. So,
so and you then, find like, most people don't just naturally.
Yeah. So I think it's just like, if you, and it could just feel natural too, right? Where you're like,
this doesn't
hurt, you know,
that was
and
just
I'll
a time
just,
in my life.
Exactly. Where it's like, I feel comfortable enough to go ahead and just like let this be. And then if I ever come back to that town or if like, you know, something happens, then we're going to pick up the phone and it'll be okay. Like,
yeah.
And I think it's just like an understood thing that a lot of, I think, adults, especially with the military lifestyle, know.
Yeah.
Like, and are okay
for
with.
Sure. I know Jackie's good for this because she's great at making friends.
I think it's
like
you also
have
to have
the personality.
You have to be very go with the flow. It's not for like the faint of heart at all, because I do see a lot of the times I'm a very, it's going to sound like very snooty, but like a veteran spouse, because my husband's been active duty for quite some time. I also was active duty myself, and my father was active duty. So I've had this lifestyle of like moving every couple of years and like getting ripped away from friendships and having to build new ones. Like coming into a school and being a new kid in the middle of the school year is not easy for anybody, but you almost have to like, I was forced to go with the flow. So like, because I didn't like recluse and like get butthurt about it, I think it like really forced me to like step out and be like, okay, like I'm in a new place. Like, where can I plug myself in? Like what churches, what gyms, like what little like friend groups or whatever, like, can I like put myself out there to like meet people? And if it doesn't work, that's whatever, but then maybe it'll work someplace else.
Yeah.
So it's just,
do you ever, have you ever had a move that you're like, I am exhausted and I'm just not going to like plug myself in places. I'm just going to like kind of like, do you ever get drained from trying to plug yourself in and make friends, or like you're just like, I'm used to it?
I feel like I want to say, yeah. And I want to say like, even coming back, because we've been stationed here in North Carolina before, and I almost felt like I just was like, nah, I'm just gonna, like, whatever, when we moved back to North Carolina, like, this go around. And I thought I wasn't gonna plug myself in, but it just happened. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think I let myself just sit in the house and do nothing, yeah. if that makes sense. So even when I came in and I was like, well, we already know people. We already know what church we like. We already know what school the kids are going to. Like, it felt very easy where I wouldn't have to put myself out there. I still naturally just did. So I don't even know if I know how to not, like, to just, like, sit in my house and be like, man, like, I'm tired of it. I'm exhausted from the effort of, like, putting myself out there. I'm just going to sit in my yeah. house and drink coffee and be sad. Like, I don't know if I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's yeah. going to be really hard whenever Tony gets out, because I think that's going to be me, where I'm like, but what do I do? Where do I go?
Oh, we're going to be in Utah on our yeah. farm.
Yes, the wedding venue. That's where I'm gonna allocate my energy, so it'll be fun.
Listen, guys, we're making progress yep. because, I mean, like, probably Tony doesn't listen anyway, so it's fine. But Jackie said she heard Tony the other day say, where are you gonna, like, settle down after the military? He's like, maybe, like, Utah or Colorado. And Jackie yeah. was like, what?
Yeah. Like, I've said it enough that it's, like, soaking into his brain. It's like Stockholm syndrome's, like, impact.
And that's when you don't say anything. You yeah. just let it go. Yeah. You're like, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear, like, that. Oh. But we know we're making progress.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
That's funny. Like, when you told yeah. me that, I was like, ooh, okay. Yeah. That's good. That's yeah. good. Because we're going to have our little Highland cow.
Yes.
Our cute ideally cow. A wedding venue that makes us money.
Yes. And I feel like that would be so fun. Like, like, doing so wedding stuff is... I feel like it's a fun thing. Like, I know obviously people are going to come and be like, no, it's a lot of work and it's hard and stressful, but it's also, like, a very rewarding business, I think, because you're bringing people together. You're building a happy celebration for people. So I feel mm-hmm. like it's a positive business to be
yeah,
in.
Yeah. And, like, let's be realistic. If we really get it up and running, we're going to slowly do it. If we do it, is, like, just make it a venue where, like, they mm-hmm. have to do everything. It's, like, just our location.
Yeah.
And then slowly when you get money, you, like, end up buying and rent, you know, buying the tables and all that stuff and providing that for yeah. them. But you just do a slow build. And then eventually you just have also somebody run the weddings on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have people for that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't Not do us. That. Call the people.
We just have to make sure, like, that our grass is mowed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, make sure the social media looks good, because we got a social media manager. We're going to have someone young and hip doing that for us. Like,
yeah, we got to convince Jason also to move in the area so he yep. can be, like, our drone and photographer.
Yes.
And yep. Ashley. And, you know,
yeah, we're recruiting everybody.
We have plans.
Yeah. Oh, friends and family, be warned. You're all about to be recruited. Like,
it'll be a great business, though. So,
yeah. yeah.
Back to friends, though. You know me, I always cycle off. Like, adult friendship's hard.
Yes.
Like, when I say it's hard, it gets harder to maintain the same exact friends as you get older. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's so much chance for, like, changing, being in different areas of life, mm-hmm. and it, like, naturally progresses to being less. And, like, I think a lot of us try to fight that natural progression.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, where we're just like, well, we've always been friends with them, or but I love them, and it's fine. Like, you can yeah. forever love them and forever, like, kind of keep in touch or whatever. But I also think it's natural sometimes to be like, just progress to, like, maybe you don't chat anymore. Like, yeah. I was friends with our neighborhood people for so many years, and I knew always what they're doing, and I still kind of know what they're doing because of Facebook and whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, we don't chat. Like, yeah. it's not like I'm invited to, like, if they throw themselves a birthday party, like, I don't get invited and, yeah. and stuff like that. And that's fine, because it's just normally progressed. And I think sometimes we fight that progression.
We do, for sure. Because I can think back to, like, my childhood bestie. We're friends on Facebook. So I see her life through Facebook, and I know that there's nothing wrong with her. And it's not that we don't like each other, but I can tell that if we had met today as adults, we might not have been BFFs. Like, we're just two different people. We have two different life plans. And I'm happy for her whenever she posts her success on Facebook. But I can tell that, like, would we have crossed paths, like, at college or at the mall or whatever?
And been
like,
friends.
Would we have been BFFs yeah. today? And I don't know. And I think that's, like, and it feels very natural when we wish each other happy birthday and, you know, like, hey, congratulations on XYZ. And I feel like that's just where we're supposed to be. And, like, she mm-hmm. was by my side all through, like, our childhood years, and we maintained that, and it was beautiful. But, like, now it's like, I think it's where it's meant to be for us yeah. as individual people. And I'm like, okay, like, I can't be sad about that, because it's fine. Like, we're both at peace. Like, neither of us are like heartbroken by it, and we both have our people, and that's it. Like,
yeah.
So it's just like, it's kind of crazy, because I'm like, oh, should I have held on to that longer? Like, should she have been in my corner and I like forced it, where it's like, but no, and that's not, neither of us would have been happy with that. Like, it would have just felt hard. And there would have been disappointment, like, if, you know, she didn't want to do something that I would want to do. So it's just like, it's almost for the best that that naturally happened.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because Amanda, aka Gookie, that's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's one of my other close friends.
Yeah.
That we were born 10 days apart. Our parents are best friends. Our brothers are best friends. We're best friends since birth, literally. Yes. So we joke about all the time. So I would say out of our family, we are the closest ones, like by far. But we were actually talking about this the other day. We're like, we are like the strongest ones by far. But we always joke about how, like, if we cross paths now, we would have never somehow probably been friends.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yep. I mean, I think that maybe we would. It would have to be just like a circumstantial, like, I don't know, maybe we're working together and we really get to see each other. But like just crossing paths, we would not be friends. And it's funny because it's like the reason why we're friends is because we've always, we are so intertwined with each other. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about like so intertwined. But because of us being so intertwined, we also have the same like core values and like beliefs.
Yeah.
And so that's also what like pulls us together, because like even though she's not married and doesn't have kids and kind of lives a little bit different lifestyle, meaning like she can kind of do whatever she wants and like, you know, she doesn't have anything tying her down per se. We have the same values and the same beliefs and all that kind of stuff. So it's like it keeps us
like you're going like to stay friends together. Forever.
Yeah. We have the same thinking. We like similar things. Like, so it's fine. But it's funny because we joke. We're like, if we met now, we probably would not be friends.
Yeah. Just like interests or whatever. Just like a hobby, you know, just like having that stuff be a little bit different. But like your guy, like you said, the core values are always going to keep you guys close.
Like, that and like we do like similar things. It's just I think like naturally if we cross each other's paths, it would be like, oh, is this single girl with no kids? And she's always like funky. She's got like all the tattoos. And I just don't know if I would be like, oh, she's the one. She's my best friend.
Yeah, I love her.
Like without, but I know that if we had the opportunity to like,
of course, yes.
Like we work together and we could like know each other, then I'd be like, oh, like we could hang out. Like, like we like the same things. So
no, I see that and it makes sense. I can visually see that because I've met her. Like you guys are so intertwined. Like your lives like are so raveled so deep that I think it would take forever for you guys to break up. Like you would have to do work to separate yourself from her, I feel like.
And we were also talking about this because I think me and you do so well with each other and same thing as me and her, because we both just want, like genuinely, we've talked about this before, how you know how some friends, listen, a lot of people are going to be like, what I'm about to say, a lot of people are going to say like, no, I've never felt that, but I just don't believe it, because I think a lot of people can, at the end of the day, admit we just want what's best for each other.
Oh, yeah.
And doing the best at everything. And I feel like there's so many people, even if you have a close friend and you love them, there are people that are like, maybe I don't want them to do better than me. Or like, what if I wish I made as much money as them? There's always some kind of like
life competition. Like it just feels naturally like it's, we're competing against this person.
Yeah. And I don't feel that with you or her. And I think that we can just disagree.
Oh, yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
But you have to have both parties that are okay with disagreeing and respecting that person's opinion.
I was going
to
say that.
And we are all like that. And a lot of people are not. Like, where they're just like, we'll still try to convince them. And it's just like, we're like, okay, whatever. Like, me and Amanda don't have any arguments because, like, we could have like a heated discussion, meaning like, well, but because of this and that. And she'll be like, no, but I think because of this and that. And then we'll be like, oh, whatever. And then, like, we'll be laughing about something. And that's it. Like, we both disagree on it. And that's it. Like,
no, and that's great. I think that's a good kind of just point for any healthy relationship. Because, like, even with our spouses, I feel like we can be like that, right? Like, where it's like, oh, I don't necessarily want to have tacos for dinner today, but I still love you. Like, this is, it's okay.
Yeah, I just think that, and I think that just pure honesty, like both, we would just call each other out if we need to, and accept it, because like you know their heart and their place, And so, like, if they're telling you, they're probably telling you for a reason.
Yeah.
It's not to, like, get mad at them or on. So, like, I think that's why. That's where I value, I think, the most.
That's really, like, good, though. I think that's a good thing to hold on to, even as, like, just adults in life. You know, not just for best friends, but just for everybody that crossed your path, to kind of, like, I don't have time for all this other stuff. Like, if you don't want to, like, just be, like, real with me and, like, in the moment, then, like, this isn't going to go anywhere. And I think that says a lot, too, for even just you and I's friendship, too. Like, I think neither of us want to, like, waste time. Like, we're busy with our lives, with our kids. There's stuff going on every day. And I think, like, we quickly jumped into that where it was kind of like, I don't have time for, like, BSing. Like, we're, like, either, like, we're going to go full throttle and, like, you're going to open up and we're going to have things in common, or we're going to disagree and, like, we're going to have fun together. But, like, if you don't want this, then, like, bye. Like, and I think we both kind of, like, opened up that way. So I think that helped, too.
Yeah, we
like,
both even as full adults, throttle.
Like, yeah, we did. But it's okay. I mean, it worked. It only worked, luckily, though, because both we of us wanted were on the same page. Yeah, exactly. So, like, had I been like, oh my gosh, like, let's go hang out, and you're just like, I'm not feeling it. Like, I'm not going to invest the time into this girl because I don't really care to. Then obviously it would have just dissolved, and we would have just been like friends who are parents of kids that go to school together, and that would have been it. So I feel like you have to be very, like, open and on the same page. So if you want that type of friendship, or you don't want to have that honesty and that openness, or you're not quite ready for it, then, like, you're going to see problems in the relationship.
Yeah.
Because some people might not be okay with that. Like, they maybe are not in that stage of life where they want to be able to, like, compete with somebody, or they're not quite there yet maturity wise, or, like, even our just example of, like, I don't have kids and I feel like you're not giving me time. Like, so I feel like that's really hard. I've noticed that as well in, like, my adult friendships. So I'm just like, dang, like, I love these people, but we're not at all in the same chapter of life. So if, unless you're willing to be, like, open and accepting of where I'm at, then, like, we're going to, like, take a step back with, like, where we're at in our friendship. So I'm just like, man, this is hard.
Yeah. Adult friendships are like, it's not that it's hard. It's just that you have to know boundaries and know that it's okay if it just fizzles, or it's okay if it just, and I think that another thing that I value my friendships are, like, that you don't have these expectations that, like, for me and Amanda, we, like, we'll chat sometimes once a month, and we'll chat for, like, a couple hours when we do it.
Yeah.
But neither one of us get offended or have these expectations. Like, we're going to talk every day. We actually never talk every day. We never even talk weekly, ever. Like, that's just not how we work.
Yeah.
And I think if I had the expectation, she always tells me, like, she's always like, I'm so sorry, I have been a bad friend. I'm like, no, we both have our moments where, like, we haven't answered. She called me this morning, actually. And I didn't answer. Speak of the dog. Because I was busy.
Yeah.
And I know that that's okay. We both have those things that we're like, it's totally fine. If, like, there's been times sometimes we haven't been able to connect with each other for, like, 2 months. And it's totally fine. It goes back to normal.
And you guys are really good about picking up where you leave off, too. Like, and you are, you're very intentional. Like, both of your personalities are open and intentional, where you're like, this isn't your fault we haven't talked for 2 months. This is both of our faults that we haven't talked for 2 months. But we're going on a trip together. And you guys, like, boom, pick up, like, right where, like, there's no problems. Like, so I feel like that takes a lot.
She's like a sister.
Yeah. So I feel like that's beautiful. That says a lot for, like, your guys' adult friendship, that, like, you guys have that openness that, like, you don't even have to say it. Like, it just is there, and it's okay. Like,
I mean, my mom brought me to the hospital when she was born,
and I was, you will be friends.
I mean, they would, like, literally their bumps would be together.
Yeah.
And then she was like, Amanda's here, and she brought her 10-day-old baby to the hospital.
Come meet your best friend.
And now we're, like, doing better than everybody else. So I mean, nobody's on bad terms.
Of course it's just life.
Everyone talks a little bit less, whereas, like, we are just, like, we, like, make sure to see each other, we make sure to talk, like, we make it happen.
That's good.
If I had the expectation from her, like, she would never be a person that, just her life and how she's very present with whoever she's with, whether it's family. She's not gonna just be, like, on the phone and, like, leave the room. Yeah. Or she's just not like that. So, like, if I had these expectations, like, Amanda's gonna talk to me every couple of days or every day, I would be very disappointed in, like, her in the friendship.
Yeah.
And I, like, we can't do that. And vice versa. Like, if she called and she's like, Heather didn't answer, like, I guess she's busy with the kid, she doesn't care about me, then, like, also she would be hurt, you know?
Yeah.
So you just have to be on the same page. And as an adult, you just can't force anything. You just got to let it like flow as it is. And
no, for sure. Yeah.
Let it be.
Yeah.
Let it be. Like, I think forcing things is when things build tension and hurt, and because you're just forcing it instead of just letting like naturally take its course,
which is what like our relationship is an example of that. I left and we set no like expectations. We didn't say like, you better call me tomorrow and we better have a trip booked in 3 months. Like, we didn't even say anything. Like, there was no like, text me, call me, like, where's your plane ticket, like, we better book something, you know? And there was like, we did it. We like naturally just were like, oh, okay, like, here we are texting. Here we, oh my gosh,
I'm like, we're FaceTiming, I'm coming and planning up a trip. June with yeah,
like, we're planning a trip. Yeah. Like, we're already planning a trip. And like, we didn't even have to, like, it wasn't forced. Like, it didn't feel like, oh my gosh, like, this is like on my list of things to do. We're like, how am I ever going to squeeze time in to see Heather? Like, it was just like, boom, like, we're doing it. Like, booked a plane ticket, girl. What are you up to? Like, why are you not answering my calls right now? Like,
no.
Yeah. So, and I just then feel we created a podcast. That's like an example. Yeah. And then here we are. Like,
millions of like, subscribers listening to our podcast, all because of this friendship. Like,
yeah,
we were like, we talk all the time and we crack ourselves up and we have fun topics. And anyone knows me, I'm the crazy person that's like, what do you think? Like, where would you live if we lived on the moon? Like, I would be that person that comes up with the most random questions,
that is you, for sure.
And it turns into a topic.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Yeah. From all of our like coffees on your back porch of just being like, but what about like, some I'm random like, thing? Like, and then here we are. What
if both of our husbands cheat? Are we just going to live together?
Yeah. And by the way, like, there was no infidelity or suspicion happening at the time. It was just purely like a spontaneous thought of like, so we're going to live together. This is where you're going to be sleeping. This is the job that you're going to have. Like, what do you want to do? Like, what wall color are we going with? Like,
also, if the world's ending, I'm like, where are we going to?
Yeah, yeah. Like, we've planning. Already like started picking out random countries. Our husbands have no idea what's happening. Like,
I mean, kind of. We've told them the plan. Like, we've told Tony before, like, because he's, you know, higher up. Like, he knows information before everyone else. And so I'm like, don't give us any information. Just be like,
give us a keyword. Yeah, we just need the word. Leave. And we're going to Greenland. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, we can't divulge our location that we've come up with because
it's top secret. It's top secret. Even though I just told them the country. It's fine. But we have other ones. We have backup locations if someone infiltrates that idea.
We've already ruled that one out because
it's going to be a lot of work.
Jackie can't really live with like no sun and it being freezing. So that's just out of the question.
Because I'm not going to be happy up there.
No, because Greenland is actually Iceland, guys. People get a little confused.
Yeah. Yeah, and it would just be sad because you don't get sun all the time. Like, these upper northern hemisphere locations are just very depressing without that vitamin D. So,
did you actually hear the reason, like, why Greenland's Greenland and Iceland's Iceland?
No.
So, like, you know how Greenland is actually Iceland? Like, it's more ice than
Iceland. Yes, yeah, and then Iceland is, like, grassy.
Okay, so they apparently, this is I've heard, guys. Nobody fact check me because this is just... It makes total sense. But I guess when they were I don't know what time period. I think it's like very old, like Vikings and stuff like that. They wanted people to go there thinking they were going to have this like luscious green place and send them there. Like, lure them.
What?
And they bamboozled them?
They bamboozled them.
So I would have fallen for that.
You're like, that sounds so nice. It must be sunny and have just luscious green grass.
Yeah, where it's like, surely that's a beautiful place if they're just growing green things every day. Like,
yeah,
sign me up.
And now it's all ice.
Yeah.
So it was actually to bamboozle. Don't quote me on like what time period and like if it was during a war, all that kind of stuff. But I'm just, that's what I heard. It was to be bamboozled.
I believe it. I feel like to me, I could see that like in the olden days for sure. Yeah. I would have fallen for it. So.
You're like
let's go to that place.
Sounds so nice. Because it's not like, you know, you could be like Google Maps or like check it out or like look on the internet. Like, what weather do they have? They just had to like,
I mean, really, truly, like when people ventured, you really just had to be like, well,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Hop on that boat.
It's just,
you know, weeks later you arrive and you're like, there's nothing green about this place.
With half your crew dead and because they all died from some kind of disease.
Yeah.
God, that's I just don't. I'm pretty adventurous, but I just don't know if I would have been adventurous back then.
It's just because we know the modern day spoils. I think if we were alive back then, we probably would have been fine.
But like, would you have been one of the, like, I guess where I'm coming from is I'm adventurous, but like, would you have been the person that leaves so-called the good life in England to like go on this boat for 3 months, possibly die, to like not know what you're going to?
No. I already know I'm a weak-minded individual and I would not I would not voluntarily get on a boat to be like Christopher Columbus. Like, I would definitely be like in my little village baking bread
doing your thing.
Staying home. Yeah, I would maintain the course that I'm on and that's it. Because I think I'm like not afraid to step out of the box, but I also just know I'm not strong enough to succeed in such a like grand voyage. Like, just go on a ship for months.
Yeah, but and, you like, succeed all the time at like starting a whole new life. So.
Yeah, but it's not like that. Like, it's safe. Like, I have, like, a doctor if I get, you know, smallpox on the boat for 3 months. Like, there's food. I have food.
Yeah, that's – Jackie would be worried about the food.
Yeah, I definitely could not survive on a ship with, like – where they're like, let's go fishing. Like, and then I'm just like, I guess I die here. I'm, like, trying to eat
sticks.
Yeah, for
those of you who don't know, like, no, Jackie's not a seafood girl, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be forced to, but I would just be miserable. Like, I could never go on any of those shows, like, alone when they're, like, are, like those wilderness shows where they're, like, left by themselves for, like, 60 days.
To me, the worst out of them all, by far, is Naked and Afraid. Like, I just cannot lay on the floor with ants crawling in my hoo-ha. I can't do it.
Yeah. Do they, I'm trying to remember all these, I couldn't, but like on Naked and Afraid, do they get to take like three things with them? Like, do they have like a fire starter and like they start off with a tarp or anything?
No, they can't bring anything.
So they go with nothing, like no fire starter, no, okay. Cause I know like on Alone, you get a couple things on like the, some of them you get like a couple like tools.
Yeah.
Like I have a fishing rod or whatever it is. So like, yeah, I would die. That would be my last survival show I would ever go on. Because if I can't even come like, with a tarp and I'm naked, like dead.
No, they lay right, they'll create like a, you know, like a grass or like leaf bed, and I'm just like, there's ants in there, bro. How do you prevent them from going in like the crevices?
No, you don't, like that. But I feel like whenever you watch it, don't they end up like taking a leaf, like a banana leaf, and they like make themselves like,
but that's not gonna prevent an ant going
no it's not, but I feel like the false like sense of security where it's like, I can sleep tonight because this leaf is gonna protect me.
I mean, you better believe that I would try. I would. That would be my, I don't even care about fire. My first step would be like, how, I don't care about my boobs, obviously, whatever.
We're
like,
fine. They're okay,
but like but like down there, my first thing would be like, how do I get covered?
Yeah, so I think we're making like a banana leaf thong, I think is like the first step. Like, like just like something that's going to be there. Like it has to be tight, like you said. Like it's going to be like, it has to stop the intruders. Like,
oh, I can't. Have you seen, by the way, have you seen the new season of Alone coming out?
No, where is this one going?
Okay, so, well, it's not coming out. It did come out. It's on episode 2, I think. You're never going to believe where it is. I was like, this has to possibly be the worst one, like the scariest one. They are straight up in Africa.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, because we just watched the Australia one, and that one wasn't bad because I feel like that one was like moderate climate.
I feel like Australia is okay.
There wasn't anything crazy. I feel like the people did okay. So Africa, I feel like, is pretty. So where are they at? Is this like heat then? Like, are we hot summer vibes?
Yes, hot, but it's not even about the like weather.
Yeah.
It's about the animals.
Oh, so safari like vibes? Is this like lions and barracudas?
Yes.
And, oh, wow. Okay.
So they're like, the girl was like, the first day, she's like trying to set up her thing, and like a whole pack of baboons are just watching her. You know, baboons are like savage. Like,
yes.
And they're just like watching her, and she's like, oh. And I'm just like, no. And then this guy, he's
sleep.
Like, no. So this guy was like in his tent, and it's like, it's doing like the, and he can hear it outside his tent, and he's like, okay, it's either, what did he call it, something bull, which is like really aggressive over there, like they kill like hundreds of people every year. And then he's like, it's either that or a rhino,
and
like
rhinos are out, so aggressive,
they pan out, and it's literally a rhino next to his tent, but like he knows he's there, so he's like doing his like aggressive breathing. And I'm like, and so the guy's like, I couldn't sleep the whole night, like
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Like, here I am thinking like, oh, that would be better. But now you have huge wild animals who are like cheetahs, predatory.
Lions.
Yeah, like they're very predatorial. No. Like, I'm dead. Like, I'd be definitely calling on my satellite phone.
Like, what about the stampedes that come through?
I'm just thinking of a rhino. No. Like, one jump of him being like, boom, like, smushed. Like,
done.
Yeah. And I've heard too, don't they run really fast? Like, if a rhino comes for you, like,
oh, yeah.
Can't you? Yeah. Like, you can't outrun this. Yeah. So I'm just like, dang. I would have just been like, elephants and giraffes, stampedes.
Yeah. No, but elephant stampedes, they'll take you out too.
I know, but I would just be like falsely thinking, like, oh, so beautiful. Like, I'm just
like
going to be out there watching
probably
the giraffe.
Not going to bother you. Yeah, yeah. A giraffe, like, not going to. No. A zebra probably will not bother you. Like, yeah. There's definitely animals that,
like the gazelle, won't. Cute things. Like, they're out there, you know. And then all of a sudden, like, a lion would just come, and I would just be like, no! Like,
what do you
not
do?
The beautiful animals.
Like, people are like, oh, they have bears somewhere else. I'm like, yeah, but they just have bears. And they have, like, a bear horn and bear spray.
Yes.
They didn't send them with that stuff. And now it's like 20 animals you have to worry about.
And I wonder, too, they always have, like, that training before they let the people go out of, like, what can't be hunted in the local area. Yeah. Like, if something's going in danger.
Zebras, one of them.
Yeah. So I feel like this list is probably pretty extensive. So they probably can't
stab a rhino.
Yeah. Like, they have to, like, just let them be. And I feel like that would be so scary to just be like, okay, well, I'm not allowed to touch you. So
I think they're allowed to touch them. I mean, obviously, I mean, no offense, but like a bow and arrow is not going to do anything to a lion.
No. You
know? Like, I'm not a lion, a rhino.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's going to go in their heart. It's going to be like, and he's going to be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm coming for you. But I think if something like same thing as like alone when they have like the bears are protected.
Yeah.
I think if they were ever in a dangerous situation where, like, it's not going away, I think they are allowed to kill it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just they're not allowed to hunt it for food.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense.
Like,
it's not like they're not allowed to be, like, behind a tree, like, oh, I'm going to get him,
yeah.
You know, from far. But I just thought that's savage. I mean, that's scary.
I feel like I would just be, like, Meredith Blake on Parent Trap the whole time, like... Like, just like trying to get the rhino to like scurry away, because I just don't see it in myself also to like then be like, I'm gonna hit this rhino with a stick to make him go away, like, or like a, you know, a lion or anything. Like, I'm literally just gonna hide in my tent. Like, I'm not gonna do anything, and then therefore I'll just run out of food and die. So
yeah, one girl brought, which I thought was very smart, I was like, smart thinking lady, like, smart. She brought a bag of salt as one of her items.
What can she do with that? Is that for the meat?
Well, it's for the meat, but it's to replace, like, help her with electrolytes, because that's what they always struggle with, like, getting enough, like, because if you get fish, you have some salt, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But when you have, like, you know, like, whatever it is, you know, bull or whatever you catch, an antelope, or there's no, like, sodium within. So, like, they lack having, like, those minerals and, like, they struggle. So I was like, that's smart. So like every time she has a meal, she just sprinkles a little to kind of like help her with reserves.
Yeah.
One guy was just an idiot. I was like, what is, like, he was like, I'm really good at starting a fire. So I didn't bring flint. And I'm like,
oh man.
So
that's like the number one thing I would bring for sure. Like,
without a doubt, because you need fast fire. It's not about like, oh, maybe you can't create a fire. So he went 2 days without water because he couldn't make a fire, because apparently the wood that he was trying to do what's that kind of method where you go,
I know, when they like string spin, they like spin it really
the wood was too soft and would break. So he couldn't find wood. So like, he's like, I'm good at this, but he's like, if I can't get water, he's on day two, he's like, I'm gonna have to tap out if I can't make this fire. And I'm like, you are an idiot, why don't you bring flint? Like, you need fast fire. Like, so now I'm thinking, okay, he managed to make fire after 2 days.
Okay, that's good.
But he's either going to have to keep that fire 24/7. And what if he can't again make it again later on?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that's hard. I feel like that's a very difficult environment for sure, like compared to some of the other seasons of Alone that we've watched.
I think so, too. I'm like, because, yes, weather's hard, but at the end of the day, you can kind of like create a fire in your like little hut. You can do like the moss to keep it warm with inside. Yep. Like, you can kind of manage. But to me, it's the animals that are like.
Yeah. These are savage animals. Like. Like, you're literally just like on alert, even in their tent. Like,
yeah.
I'll have to watch that one.
Watch that one.
Yeah. Because Tony and I do like Alone. So we'll have to watch that.
know. We're like, we could survive 94 days.
I wouldn't, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm always judging like that, where I'm always like, loser.
What are they doing? Yeah. Like, it's like the people that they fish a ton and they dry it, but then they're like, I don't know if you've kept up on the seasons with the one guy that took all the, he like dried all these fish. He had so much fish.
Yeah.
And he got so skinny because he wanted to like hoard it. Instead of eating it, he was like, I need to make it last.
Yes.
But he was like losing so much weight and he made himself sick, literally. And they apparently say that when you're like starving, literally, like your body's literally starving, they say that your body does think that you need to like save the food. Like it's like,
oh, something like that your brain does. Yeah. I did one where it was like a winter seasoned one, and he built like a super tall platform so the bears wouldn't get it. And he put all his fish up there.
Was it kind of like... But early. What was the one that like would climb up? It's not a wildebeestum.
I thought it was a bear but something climbed up there and then ate all of his stuff. But he was the same thing where he like hoarded it and thought he was being really smart, where he was like, oh, I have, you know, weeks worth of fish up there waiting for me. And then the bear ate all. And it was like already winter started. So he was never going to be able to go catch that many fish again. And I was like, loser, you were so like, why would you think that's a good idea?
That's the problem, though, in the winter. So you have less animal activity. Yep. So that's good. Like it's cold, but you have less animal activity. But the second thing is that you can store food because it's frozen.
They just he left it up there.
So
with these people, it's going to be totally different.
Yes, that's where one of the guys was like, it will get cold because people don't realize it gets cold in Africa. But the guy's like, I could shoot this animal, but I can't keep the animal.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to preserve that meat.
It's going to like rot.
Yeah.
So they're kind of in a tough spot right now.
Yeah, they can only go after like small prey. Like that's like an eat now situation. I wonder if the chick who brought salt could try to come up with a way to like preserve her meat longer.
You probably could, but not with like the amount of salt.
She's got like one little thing. She's trying to like get a whole ox. Like she's trying to like salt the whole thing.
She would need like a lot of pounds.
Yeah, or she's like, where's my, that's like the one thing I would remember, like a vacuum seal bag, like to like seal off each piece of meat. Like
that's the thing, is like it's like it'll go bad before, because it's like you could smoke the meat, right?
Oh yeah.
But the problem is like, can you smoke the meat all within the time frame before it goes bad? Because it takes time.
Yeah.
And it's like a whole, you know, bull or whatever, you know, like it's huge.
Yeah.
So you should watch it.
We will watch it. Listeners, please don't ever, if there's like a vote, who do you want on the show? And you're like placing bets on like who to pick. It's not me. Don't ever send, don't place bets on Jackie surviving on alone. You're going to be really disappointed when I leave after one day. So
I think you could do it.
I could probably do a couple days. Like when they like start, you see them on the camera and they're like talking to themselves and like singing. So, like that would be 100% me, where I'm just like, so like today we're just gonna like walk around and make a shelter. And I'm just like setting up the camera. Like, but I would starve is the problem. Like I'd run out of berries and leaves and sticks to eat.
One day your body would be like,
No, I'd have to be like the ones where you see the girls where they're like they I ate cheeseburgers at like 40 pounds of weight that they like gain before. And I would have to do that. Yeah, I'd have to like eat just cheeseburgers 20 a day to like gain enough weight. Go into it, last a couple days. I would boil my water, just eating berries, sticks, and moss with water because I couldn't kill an animal. I'm very weak. I don't even know if I could kill a squirrel. I feel like I'd feel so bad.
Really?
I don't know. I've never been in that position. Even in my military experience, we've never had to like, I never did like out in the wilderness training. So I never killed an animal. So I had to kill that rat in our backyard when Tony was gone in Miami. And my heart was beating
the video
so
right now.
Yeah. I want to get Tony to share the video. Like my heart was beating so fast. Like I like was like, God is watching me right now. And I'm being so bad. Like I just can't do this. Like,
it's so funny, the video, because
it's so stupid.
She has a shovel.
It's bad.
And she's like walking over there and then she's just like, oh my God. And then she's just like, you just hear her go like, bah! And she's like, ah. And you hear the ting of
the shovel hitting the rocks. It's so stupid. Like it's not, when people watch it, it's not effective. Like they're like, you should have done that quicker and faster and just put them out of their misery. But instead I'm like,
no, you definitely did.
I think it took me a couple times. Yeah, I had to do like two firm swats to like put it out of its misery, just because I'm just like, it's a problem. Like,
I think I could kill an animal fine.
Yeah, and we've talked about this. Like, you would survive much longer than I would, I think, because you would be able to pass that stage of mm-hmm. like, okay, mm-hmm. you know, now I've got to get these animals. Here's my boiling water. Here's my shelter. And like, you would be able to get through to that next stage. Whereas I feel like that would be a hindrance for me for real. Like,
yeah. Yeah, there's some things though, I don't know how good I would be at like eating all of the animal.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, you know how they're like, oh, here's his brains, his heart. I would be like, I need to cook it.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, well, there's nothing out. Like, if I was, like, with a partner and they killed a raccoon and they're like, okay, here's the meat and we're going to have the meat. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, we have, like, real meat today. And they're like, and tomorrow we're having the liver and the brains. And I'd be like, ooh. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, we probably would be desperate. Yeah. Like, but I'd be like, you can have that and I'll just wait until we get our next kill for, like, the regular meat. Like,
they're just so savage sometimes yeah. where I'm just like, dude, this is why they're on the show. Like
yeah.
they'll like kill the squirrel and they'll like just like skin it yeah. and then they'll open it up and they'll be like, it's fresh meat, and they just eat the heart. And I'm like,
yeah. And they're like, oh, high in protein. And there's like a lot of antioxidants in here. And there's like, and I'm just like,
and they're like full of iron. I would be yeah. like, how do we burn this to a crisp and then I'll eat it?
Yeah. Like, how do I make this like beef jerky?
I can't do it.
No.
I'd have to cook all the meat.
Yes. Yeah, I'd have to – my, like, random yeah. item I would need is, like, seasoning.
like salt. Like
yeah, like, I would just She's be so like, smart. What do I have here? Like, I have to have a baggie of something.
You'd be
like,
bringing garlic salt, not just pure salt.
Like, steak seasoning, just hoping I can make everything be, like, steak. Like,
you'd be, like, talking to the camera, like, this is Montreal.
Yeah.
Steak seasoning.
Yeah. Yeah, it would just – I'd be, like, an influencer in the wild where I would just be like, here's my shelter, guys. Look at the sticks.
Look how cute this door is.
I even built a welcome sign.
I love the people that waste so much energy yeah. on doing yeah. stuff like that.
Yeah. They like a sign and they'll be like, look at my wall and my door. And I'm like, I appreciate that. I'm like, they did a good job. Like,
yeah. But the problem is they're usually not the one that wins because they yes. waste so much energy. And are so, like the people that do the log cabins. Yeah. I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah. And then you see when they leave and they have to tear all that stuff down. So they show the like breakdown of all of it, and I'm like, all that work because they have to leave the land like untouched. And I'm just like, dang, they just built that, they lived there for 3 weeks, and now they had to like tear it down and it's nothing.
Yeah,
like they carve that welcome sign, like
a tent, like with their
tarp,
with their tarp, and then they just insulate that tent. I feel like it's just as good.
Oh yeah, that's efficient. Yes. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing wasting all your, like, they'll cut down like 100 trees.
Yep.
And they're like working all day and they're like, I'm burning so many calories. And you're like, yeah, dude, what are you doing? Yes. Like, you have no food. Yeah. Like,
that'd be
we're not building like a house for 30 years.
Yeah. But like, I feel like you feel like that though. Like, or they do yeah. like in that moment, they're like, oh, I need to be,
I'm going
to
be here for 3 years.
Yeah. Like, this needs to be structurally sound in case a tornado rolls through.
And they're in Canada.
Yeah.
That's so dumb. Anyways,
well, it has been so fun because we could go on for forever. I mean, so it sounds like my mission is to go ahead and watch this Africa season of Alone, and then we'll go ahead and get back together and chat about that. So we're going to go ahead and close up for today. But as always, please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. You guys can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, all of them. So go check us out. Give us a like. We'd appreciate it. And you guys will be seeing lots of fun content, hopefully, from our trips that we're taking. And then we'll circle mm-hmm. back and catch up with you guys. And we'll be together soon. So it's going to be some fun stuff around the corner. And we hope you guys have a happy 4th of July and a good summer. And we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.